Welcome to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. We are here with another special episode. On March 16th, 2019, I attended I Love Me Self-Love Summit Tour Stop in Los Angeles, hosted by Ace Metaphor, Derek Jackson, and Stefan Speaks. I already shared my full behind-the-scenes coverage video from this event on my YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook pages. I had such a blast at the event, but what I enjoyed the most was witnessing the reminder of how a dream in someone's heart can not only manifest into the natural, but can take us to incredible places and be a blessing to so many people around the world. Thank you to Ace Metaphor, Jay Martinez, Stefan Speaks, Hafiz, and Chris from the Roommates Podcast, Keandria Jackson, and of course, one of my mentors and big inspirations, Derek Jackson, for all being the real deal and truly caring about people. Keep listening to hear my full interviews with Jay Martinez, Ace Metaphor, and Derek Jackson. All right, this is Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio. I'm here with the incredibly talented and brilliant Jay Martinez, poet, live poet, spoken word artist, performer. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling uplifted.
Oh my goodness. We just finished right now the Self-Love, I Love Me Summit with Ace Metaphor, Derek Jackson, Stefan Speaks, and you, Jay Martinez. And it was packed tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was so thankful to come and support you guys. I wanted to be here earlier in the day to be able to get interviews, but I literally had come from Oxnard, keynote speaking for a youth conference and leading workshops all day. Literally got home, changed, got dressed real quick, and we headed to L.A. to come support you guys
That's
today.
The hustle, and I appreciate it so much.
And so tell us first, how did you get involved with this tour?
So how I got involved with the tour was I was always spitting poetry in Dayton, Ohio. Ace Metaphor, is Ace Metaphor Productions, had approached me and he wanted to do some work. So we've been business partners for 6 years.
Yeah, because you guys have done other tours together. I remember seeing videos where you guys have done spoken word together and live events.
Future Wife Tour. We have another open mic one coming up. But this is a summit where we just talk about self-love, transparency, and expressing your true self.
Yes. And I'm telling you, if you all have not heard his poetry, seen any of his videos, you have got to check him out.
Appreciate it.
He is absolutely brilliant. So what are some words of encouragement then and wisdom that you would give to some up-and-coming poets, writers, other dreamers like yourself?
Respect the process. Respect the process, because someone is where I'm at now doesn't necessarily mean that that's not where you will be. Put in the work. Make sure you put in the work ethic and that it's going to come. It's going to come. Be patient. You don't know when the time will come where it will be, and never compare your timeline to anyone else.
I remember you saying that, and that was so powerful.
Oh, it's important.
Yeah.
It's important because that's the space we get caught up in as artists, thinking that, well, we haven't made it here. I'm going to just give up and do something else.
Right. That's awesome. And why is self-love so important to you? Why is that a topic, you know, and a theme that matters to you so much? You actually wanted to partner with Ace to start a tour.
Self-love is important. I mean, I feel because we're so trained, raised by the expectations of other people that we do what we need to do to naturally escape ourselves to fit the mold of what others think. And we don't know who we really are. But when you have self-love, you know, you have an idea of who you are and you know how to maneuver the earth a little better because you have a better understanding of true self.
That's really good, Jay. That's really good. And so with my platform, I also work with a lot of kids, young girls, and women, especially with bullying prevention and building confidence. And I do a lot of that in my community and around the world. On my platform, I would love for you to share, what are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would share with some kids, with some young girls or women that are feeling bullied, and how can they handle the situation? How can they not let it get to them? Is this something you can relate to? I want to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. I grew up in an environment where all I was surrounded was by negative.
Wow.
All I can say is, if you're ever in an ocean of negative space, people, and toxic, everything is bad, keep your light, stay strong, go through the emotions. It's okay to cry, but dry those eyes, get back on that concrete, and keep marching, because it's important, because your time will come. You'll run into the people that are important and people that are like-minded like you, or have those same experiences, and you'll be even more powerful when you come out of it.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
So, Jay, let everyone know, how can they support what you're doing? What do you have for sale that people can go and purchase it? How can they follow you on social media? Give them the rundown.
Everything is at Jay Martinez the Poet, JayMartinez the Poet. Metaphorically speaking, dating on Facebook, you'll see products, you'll see videos, you'll see our shows. We do stage plays, we do youth programs. I mean, you name it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to partnering with you guys more and seeing how I can support your dreams and your cause. And I'm also going to link his social media and also to where you can get his products within this interview. So thank you so much today, Martinez.
No,
and we were here at the Self Love Summit here in LA, packed. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, baby.
Sade Champagne here on Grind Hard Radio. I'm here with the phenomenal, spectacular Ace Metaphor. We just finished the Self-Love Summit here in Los Angeles. Ace, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I had an amazing time. It's been a long day. We came from Oxnard, which is like took us almost 2 hours to get here today. And we wanted to come and support you all. And mm-hmm. It just was so wonderful to see what you guys were able to accomplish. What is the Self-Love Summit about? Give everyone a little bit about this tour.
The Self-Love Summit is the opportunity for like-minded people to get in one space and just have dialogue about growth. Mm-hmm. And to feel like it's okay to talk about how you feel, mm-hmm. Maybe some of the mistakes you've made, and then talk about the solutions. Mm. So creating that space. So what people do when they come to the Self-Love Summit, they get an opportunity to come and also engage with people that they may watch on mm-hmm. social media or on, you know, the internet and hear and glean some of the advice mm-hmm. to hopefully be the catalyst for change in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you are such a phenomenal dreamer and you are a doer. You're someone mm-hmm. who moves forward in the things you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. What are some words of encouragement that you would give to other dreamers and visionaries like yourself?
Just do it. Just get out there and do it. You know what I mean? Like, for myself, I mean, I can just say, had I had not just taken a few leaps of faith, you know, I'd still be in the couch thinking about doing things. So mm-hmm. just actively get out there. Don't be afraid to make mistakes mm-hmm. because you will. But you learn from those mistakes and you move on and then you improve. Mm-hmm. But your dream is just a dream unless you put action to it.
Right. Yeah. So true.
You got to wake up. Get out the couch.
And so with my platform, I spend a lot of time in my community with mm-hmm. kids and young women mm-hmm. and girls with bullying prevention. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something I'm sure you can relate to and I've even maybe experienced on your social media. Mm-hmm. What are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would give to kids and young girls and women who may be experiencing bullying, and why is self-love important to you?
Yeah, because your voice, I mean, it's the voice that we choose to listen to. There will always be people trying to drown out the most important voice, which is an internal one. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able to center and focus and make sure that our opinions are what matters most to us. Mm-hmm. And not allow our life to be dictated about what other people think of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I mean, growing up, you start to see the importance of having that self voice that you listen to and that gives you comfort. Mm-hmm. And so I know it can be difficult when people, I mean, especially in adolescence, you're listening to other people and it's so peer pressure and you want to make sure your friends like you. But mm-hmm. I would focus on that time, making sure that you like yourself, making sure you love yourself, and making sure that you can look at yourself in the mirror and like what you see. And that can't be predicated on other people's fickle opinions. Mm-hmm. So it has to be grounded in your truth. Mm-hmm. And so that's a scary time, you know, finding out who you are, especially bullying don't stop in just middle school, high school. It even goes to college. It's a scary time. So just finding out who you are and sticking to that purpose. Mm-hmm. You got a long time to figure it out. You don't have to get everything right now. And don't let anybody make you feel bad for being who you are. Because mm-hmm. those same people are only picking on you because they have insecurities themselves. Mm. So
that's really powerful, Ace. And mm-hmm. then lastly, mm-hmm. let everyone know how they can support your work. How can they purchase your books, your t-shirts, go to the tour, everything?
Oh, well, just follow me on social media. That's it. If you go to Ace Metaphor, any social media platforms, you can find me in. If you want to buy something from there, cool. But just follow, get the free advice, and try to make it applicable to your life.
And I want everyone to know that Ace mm-hmm. is the real deal. I do not promote people or support people that I don't believe in. And he is phenomenal. He has a really big heart. And he does this because he's really passionate about it. And so thank you so much to Ace Metaphor. We had a phenomenal time tonight. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to continuing to support your
thank
work.
You.
Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio, and I am here with one of my mentors and biggest inspirations, Derek Jackson, here at the Self Love Summit here in LA. They packed out the house tonight. How are you doing, Derek?
Man, I'm doing well, man. Overwhelmed, yet a little bit exhausted and just grateful.
Well, it's been such a joy to meet you and to see you live in person and just to be encouraged and inspired by you. And we just want to honor you for who you are and for the work that you continue to do. And just know that it's creating a ripple effect and I'm able to share it with other people.
Yeah, man. Well, for a second, let me just thank you. You know, I can never fully reciprocate a lot of the appreciation, a lot of the love that gets showed to me. What I can do is articulate how much it means to me and how much it keeps me going. You know, being somebody to a whole lot of people at times can get taxing. I'm sure you already know that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get worn thin.
Yeah.
So we have to have some place that we draw from to keep us going. And it's people like you and
Thank
the people
you.
That support me that I draw from.
Thank
you. Know, of course, God, of course, my family.
Yeah.
But we need something else to inspire us, man. And nothing feels more fulfilling than knowing that I made an impact in somebody's life. So thank you.
Thank you. So I just have a couple questions for you because I know it's been a long day.
No, cool. Let's
and
do it.
So first off, how did you get involved with the Self Love Tour?
Oh, wow. So Ace Metaphor, actually, this is his brainchild. He had came across my work. We kind of are aware of each other's work, mm-hmm. but he thought it would be really cool and unique if we all came together mm-hmm. and brought our unique perspectives all around the country. And we just gave it a shot. It wasn't even a tour at first. It was just mm-hmm. like, you know what, let's just get up there and see what happens.
Right.
And it was phenomenal. Lives were changing. Eyes
wow.
were opening. Breakthroughs were happening. So when we put it up for one city, mm-hmm. the other cities got a little jealous. And they say, yo, what about us? When are you going to bring it to our? We've been supporting, too. We want to see y'all in concert as well. Concert. That's how it feels, though.
It does feel like a concert.
Because when we're here, you don't get that churchy, real mundane vibe. And I'm not
right.
here to shit on everybody who's churchy
right.
and stuff.
I understand.
But we got a different type of energy
yeah.
over here.
You're spiritual like I am, so
yeah,
I understand that.
So
yeah.
we got, you know, we got DJs. We came to feel
yeah.
good. We got out the house, man. Look, we ain't come for nothing. We ain't come to go to sleep.
Right.
We came to have a damn good time. So you can grow and have a good time at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, so that's
right.
how I got started.
And so one of the most exciting things about you, and I've shared this on my platform, is watching you go from making videos on your phone and sharing encouraging messages to now it's turned into best-selling books and traveling
yeah.
around the world and being such an inspiration. And so you being a big dreamer, what are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would give to fellow dreamers who have a dream, they're passionate about something, but they may feel like, I don't have enough, I don't know where to begin?
Honestly, I'm still using the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, you know, we could pack out any room in America, 1,000, 1,500 seats. We go really outside of America and do
mm-hmm.
that. It's not about all of the aesthetics and all of the fanciness. It's about the substance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started out really, honestly, I had books and all that kind of stuff before I was even doing any videos.
Wow.
But I've stuck with what worked because honestly, people are not focused on how crisp and clear you look,
mm-hmm.
how perfect you sound.
Mm-hmm.
They're focused on the message that you have to bring.
Mm-hmm.
What words are you saying? What value mm-hmm. do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people who have all those bells and whistles, but they ain't saying shit. They
sure.
got it because they
yes.
felt like that was like the formula. Oh, I want to be popping. Let me go get an expensive camera and a cameraman and all this other stuff. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, man, this got to be your purpose that you're walking in.
That's true.
Like, this ain't nothing to play with. And you can't
mm-hmm.
fake it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So that's the reason why, even with a cell phone, it's been able to grow to this point
right.
because it was never about what I was taking the picture or the video with.
Yeah.
It was about what it was of.
Right.
So I would advise anybody doing what they're trying to do, and they got only a few resources, man. Look,
yeah.
I started with a cell phone and a data connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing it with a cell phone and a data connection.
Wow.
Now that just opens doors to do more. But anybody with so little as a cell phone and a data connection can
right.
do the exact same thing.
Right. And you guys are hearing it from Derek Jackson and you hear it from me. I've literally had supporters of mine like Ledisi and Lunel encourage me and say it's not about what you have, you know, or what you don't have. It's about how you use your resources and the encouragement you're able to bring to other people. So just know that that's the most important thing.
Word.
And so you have this amazing self-crowned community that I'm a part of.
Word.
And I've been promoting it and telling my friends
awesome.
And people to get a part of it. And everyone knows I only support things that I believe in. And so tell us a little bit about that and how people
yeah,
can
man.
Join.
Yeah, man. So self-crowned, it's called self-crowned.com. Self-crowned VIP is actually getting ready to be an app.
Wow.
It's already on the
app
store,
that.
But
yeah.
I'm making sure that it's right before I officially
wow.
Announce it and whatnot. But self-crowned is all about giving people a higher level, kind of a premium level of value
mm-hmm.
that
wow.
you get. So with the videos, posts and things that I post on the social media, they're really general. Mm-hmm. Self-crowned is my effort at really digging deep, not mm-hmm. just wide, but answering questions on a one-to-one basis mm-hmm. and also giving more of a consistent, I guess, line of communication between myself and those who value it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're about that positive energy, if yep. you're about steel sharpening steel and being a part of a community,
mm-hmm.
Self-crowned VIP is great because, man, we have live streams.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Facebook group, but again, it's about to be an app or people that are going to support you, so you're not in
right.
anything alone ever.
Mm.
There's videos that I upload there I haven't uploaded to anywhere else. There's narcissistic abuse prevention strategies.
Wow.
There's a general blog section that answers some of the questions that maybe I didn't get to on my live stream. It
yeah.
answers it in article form.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, we have these types of events where you guys are the first to know about them.
Right.
So, yeah, self-crowned VIP, man. If like I said, if it's something that you place high value on, not everybody has the money for professional help right now, and
right.
I'm not saying it takes the place of it,
right.
but it's 100% something that you can do in the meantime
mm-hmm.
to kind of help you bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that, you know, it takes a professional trainer or whatever to get you in shape and all that kind of stuff, but you know what, at home, you can eat well,
mm-hmm.
you can go for a walk, you can do
yeah.
something.
Right.
Self-crowned is that for people who emotionally want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much to Derek Jackson. Make sure you all go and follow him on social media at Derek Jackson. And like I said, support what he's doing because I believe in him. I love self-crowned so much that after getting the free month and also with my journal that I only had to pay shipping for, I went ahead and paid for it the next month, and I'm going to stay in it. So thank you so much to Derek Jackson. We're here at the Self-Love Summit, and get your tickets if it's coming to a city or even in your state. You're going to love it. It was a phenomenal time tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. The grace of God can take us to extraordinary places, open doors beyond your wildest imagination, and manifest our dreams into the natural. It doesn't matter where you come from, what has happened to you in this world, or whatever obstacles you may be facing today. You are still eternally worthy, worth it, loved, and you are supposed to be here. Keep breathing and giving yourself a big hug. I'm Sade Champagne, and we'll see you soon with more bonus episodes on Grindhard Radio Network.